Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to our Shir in Sfas Emes for the All Parsha app. When you begin to learn Parshas Noach, you come across something very confusing. You look at the first pasuk in our Parsha, Eli told us Noach tzadik tamim hayu b'derosav, and the pasuk clearly labels Noach as a tzadik. Hashem himself testifies that Noach was a righteous person. Tamim hayu b'derosav, Noach was righteous. Noach was the only person worthy of being saved in the generation of the flood. And then you begin to look at Rashi. And you start to look at Rashi, and right away Rashi begins, based on Chazal and the Medrash, comparing Noach to Avraham Avinu. And Rashi says, "Bideroisav yesh darshim l'shvach, yesh darshim l'gnai." Some of it look at as the fact that word "bideroisav" as talking about the greatness of Noach, and some say l'gnai. Had he been in the generation of Avraham Avinu, he would have not been that great. And then Rashi in the next part of the pasuk as well, Rashi says, "Eselikim esalech Noach." And Rashi says there was a difference between Noach and Avraham Avinu. Noach yitzoich tzorach so'ad l'toymchoy. Noach needed an extra level of siyata d'shmaya to be able to get him through his generation, to get him through the days that he lived on this world spiritually healthy. Noach needed the crutch, the extra siyata d'shmaya from Hashem. And Avraham Avinu, on his own, with his own tzitkas, he was able to be mischazik, v'hoylach b'tzitka me'elav, able to get himself up and be able to walk on his own 2 feet without the extra dose of siyata d'shmaya from Hashem. And the Sfas Emes asks a very simple question. Why would Chazal start to talk in a derogatory way about Noach? Hashem clearly testified that Noach was a tzaddik. Hashem clearly said that Noach was a tzaddik. Why are we comparing him to Avraham Avinu? Why are we saying that he wasn't as great as Avraham Avinu? Had he been in the generation of Avraham Avinu, he would have not been as great. Had he needed an extra level siyata d'shmaya that Avraham Avinu didn't need. Why are we comparing him to Avraham Avinu when the pasuk clearly tells us that Noach was a tzaddik and clearly testifies that Noach was a righteous and great person? Says the Sfas Emes, an unbelievable thing. The Torah is not comparing him, and Chazal are not comparing him to Avraham Avinu in a way which is derogatory, to take away from the greatness and the righteousness of Noach by saying he wasn't great as Avraham Avinu, and therefore there's something that's lacking in Noach. On the contrary, Chazal are explaining to us that in the world after the Chet of Adam Arishon, we needed a tzaddik like Avraham Avinu. However, the world wasn't ready for the greatness and the righteousness of Avraham Avinu. The world wasn't a proper vessel and couldn't yet contain the holiness and the spirituality of Avraham Avinu. And therefore, what needed to take place was there needed to be a tzaddik called Noach. Noach came into the world and Noach was the trailblazer. Noach paved the path to allow the world to experience the greatness and the holiness and the spirituality of Avraham Avinu. And therefore the Torah compares and Chazal compare Noach to Avraham Avinu in order to help us understand that there's a journey which takes place. That Avraham Avinu didn't come into the world in a vacuum. Avraham Avinu was only able to come into the world and do that which he did because it was a tzaddik called Noach who started the path, who started that beautiful world of the tzaddik. And therefore the pasuk tells us, Noach tzaddik tamim hayu b'derosav. And Chazal agree and Chazal understand that Noach was a tzaddik. But Chazal want to compare Noach to Avraham Avinu in order for us to understand that there was a process, there was a growth which took place from the world of Noach to the world of Avraham Avinu. Noach was a tzaddik who needed extra level of siyata d'shmaya, who needed tzad l'toymchay. But it was only because Noach was able to stand up, and Noach was able to make it through and be able to sustain himself in the world that had the generation of the flood, that it was possible for a tzaddik like Avraham Avinu. And therefore Chazal compare them and contrast them in order to show us that this process of growth began with Noach, who wasn't on the same level of Avraham Avinu, yet he was the one that made it possible for Avraham Avinu to be able to come into the world and do that which he did. Says this Sfas Emes, this is not only true at the beginning of history, but this is true in every person's life. When a person begins on the path of Avodas Hashem, a person decides that he wants to be makabel on themselves something, a person wants to grow properly, a person wants to have real aliyah in their Avodas Hashem, it doesn't begin with Avraham Avinu. You don't begin all the way in the top of the ladder. You don't begin in the top of the mountain. You don't begin in the state of perfection. Rather, Chazal are explaining to us that the only way you can get to the world of Avraham Avinu, the only way you can get to that ultimate level of Amuna, the only way you can get to that ultimate level of being an Oyver Hashem is when it begins with Noach. Noach is Sadik Toma Moibe Deroysav, Noach Tzarech Sod L'Toymchoy, Yesh Darsham L'Gnai. Noach wasn't on the level of Avraham Avinu, but it's necessary to have a Noach in order to allow the Avraham Avinus to come into the world. And in our own life, it's necessary to make those first baby steps in order to allow us to have real strides and to be able to have real growth in our Avodas Hashem. It doesn't start with Avraham Avinu. It doesn't start with perfection. We don't start with always being able to fulfill our Kabbalahs the way we want to do. What it starts with is one step, and another little step, and another one. And eventually we're able to look back and say, wow, we've made the journey. And we've went from the world of Noach to the world of Avraham Avinu. We've grown and we've shtayed, and now we're no longer that Noach who needs tzarech sod l'toymchay, but because we sustained ourselves when we were a Noach, now we're able to be in that world of Avraham Avinu. And the Sfasamas tells us it's important and it's crucial that we understand that, that the same way Hashem took Noach and sustained him and put him inside of a teva, and it's protected him from all of the craziness around him, Hashem does the same thing to us at the beginning of our journey. We may look at the beginning, at the baby steps that we take at the beginning of the journey, and say they're insignificant, they're small. They're just that world of Noach. Compared to Avraham Avinu, it's small. Compared to where I want to be, Yesh Darshim L'Gnai, this is small, this is insignificant. But the same way Hashem took Noach, regardless of the fact that he wasn't like Avraham Avinu, and Hashem protected him, and Hashem put him inside of a teva, the Sfasemah says when a person begins their journey and makes those baby steps, Hashem looks at him and views him as a tzaddik, and Hashem protects that person in their own little teva. Hashem puts them in a bubble of spirituality to allow them to get to that world, to move from the world of Noach to the world of Avraham Avinu. And that's our role. We need to recognize and we need to appreciate that it's a process, that it doesn't happen overnight, that real growth and looking like Avraham Avinu doesn't happen in one moment. It starts with Noach and the 10 generations, slowly but surely working through the steps, working through the process of Noach to Avraham Avinu. But we need to stop and appreciate and recognize the greatness of what Noach did, the fact that Noach was the one that created the vessel, and the Noach was the one that was the trailblazer which allowed Avraham Avinu to come into the world. And those baby steps that we make is what allow us to make big strides. And when we recognize that and appreciate that and start to value the small steps that we make, then eventually we're able to end up in that world called Avraham Avinu. Hashem should help us be able to make that first step. Kalas chalas kashas, it's difficult to become a Noach. It's difficult to stand up against the world, to be able to make that first step towards a world of Kedusha, towards a life of holiness. Yet once we make that first step, once we begin the journey of Noach to Avram, Hashem and Mirtz Hashem will help us and be able to get through those 10 generations, through those 10 steps, and eventually end up with the Amunah, with the Kedusha, with the greatness of Avram Avinu. Have an amazing Shabbos.